Hibbard comes home. The pitch swung on and missed. The throw to second is in time. It's a strike him out, throw him out.
Kick it out left corner. DeAndre wide open for three. He hit it again.
Raider going deep over the middle. Caught. Rucker across midfield, and he's going to take it all the way to the house. 79 yards.
Welcome to the Second to None podcast, the A-State podcast, presented by First National Bank and Cavanaugh Auto Group. Now, here's Matt Stoltz and Brad Bobo.
Coming up, Sunbelt Football Media Days are right around the corner. We'll let you know what's going on with that and who will be representing the Red Wolves in New Orleans next week. Speaking of football, of course, football season is upon us. And for a lot of people, that means tailgating season is also upon us. And a big announcement was made this past week as far as tailgating for home games this year. And we wanted to bring in somebody who knew all about it. So here to discuss it with us is the director of ticketing and annual giving at A-State. It's our friend James DeBerry.
Appreciate you having me on, Matt.
Well, it's great to have you in. And I think just the initial reaction has to be very positive with this. And we want to go through all the details, what people need to know about tailgating.
Yeah, so I think this is something that I would almost say a lot of people think is well overdue. And I think it's something that we all within the department are really excited about to bring everything kind of back in-house and just kind of overall take back control of our tailgating atmosphere. It's something that we want to bring back to the days of, you know, when we were on the run of championships and everything, and we've seen pictures of that whole space out there in Dustin White Realty Tailgate City at Mike Watson Park. We want that to be full. So we're hoping to get a lot of people out there that we haven't seen the past couple of years.
I'm going to go on a little rant here early on.
I love it when
and it's not really, but
rant.
Like,
just open up the program with one.
And that's probably not the right word, but just a diatribe of sorts is that, yeah, I feel okay to talk about some of this stuff because James nor I, either one, were in place when kind of the previous deal was put in place. And it's one that people obviously had issues with pretty much from the tip over the last three seasons. Now, I'll say this, because saying we weren't in place, I'll make sure nobody can kind of mistake this for throwing anybody under the bus. Even as recently as just last week, we were getting ready to put this announcement out, I saw the numbers. A new regime came in here and inherited a situation where the department was losing a pretty good amount of money in tailgating, which sounds hard to do, but they're literally losing tens of thousands of dollars in tailgating the way it was structured at the time. So I understand the need to come in and say, hey, we got a chance right here to sort of just hand control that off. And at bare minimum, like at that point, if you break even, if you just don't run the risk of losing money, you're still
tens of thousands of dollars
ahead. So I get it. I saw the number. I understand. Tried it, did it that way. Had 3 years to kind of see things. You know, I think, too, the look and the situation of kind of what we're offering changed over those 3 years, and it made it the right time for all parties to bring it back, you know, in-house, which is what people have seemingly asked for and clamored for in a lot of cases over the last two or three seasons.
All right, so no more outside company. Mm-hmm. Doing it in-house. So the Red Wolf Foundation is handling everything now.
Yes, yeah. We got a team of about three people kind of working on it this year and everything to try to get our feet under us. And the big thing we want to do with this is build some consistency with it. One of the feedbacks we heard was a new person selling a tailgate spot to someone every year. And we value the consistency with our fans and our donors. And we know that's something they value with us, being able to know who's going to pick up the phone and call them to, whether it's renew their tickets, tailgate, the whole game day atmosphere. We know that's a big factor for them.
Another big factor here, this was put out in the press release this past Thursday. Love what was done here, because there was the 2025 prices compared to the 2024 prices. And in some cases, when you include everything, it's going to be a couple thousand dollars or more less to get a tailgate spot than what it was a year ago.
Yeah, I think when we were coming up with the numbers and really crunching those numbers, it took a lot of deliberation between our staff, because we want the atmosphere. The atmosphere over everything is the most important aspect to us. I know it's something Coach Jones has hammered in multiple meetings, and he'll talk probably every time he's on the radio talking about the game day experiences. It starts for them at Red Wolf Walk. So we want people out there. The past couple of years, we had the great addition of Alpha Pack with the Impact Club. Knowing that's more than likely going to be back this year, we want to have something that's better for our fans to be able to do stuff in addition to Alpha Pack to just really maximize the atmosphere that we can create in that area.
In the grand scheme of things, the area you're talking about selling plots in is overall a pretty small area. Just that little part of Mike Watson Park and Tailgate City. It already is going to include, you know, the big space. It's the Hijinks Kid Zone. So it's the area, you know, up and around Red Wolf Walk. Like, we're not funding any programs off the revenue generated by tailgating. It's done in a way where we can enhance the experience. And if this doesn't fit what you got going on, there's still a zillion places to tailgate for free. Basically, the entire campus where you can be somewhere and not interrupt in traffic flow is a spot you can tailgate on a football game day.
Yeah, and we want people to be able to do what they want. I think the one thing that I would ultimately say was successful over the past 3 years was the introduction of the plot system. I know that was something we didn't have before. We kind of did everything outside of our purview. And the ability to let people kind of do what they want, because some people don't need the full tent package and everything. Some people, I mean, there's some pretty cool trailers that I've setups that I've seen out there and everything, and people with their cookers and stuff. And you might not need the full big tent package for that. You might just need a plot of land. And we look forward to continuing to offer that flexibility for our fans.
One thing that was noticeable the last 3 years, everything was very uniformed as far as the look. But one thing that was said in the press release is fans can now make their independent tailgating choices again. So kind of explain that. What does that mean?
Yeah, I think when everything was announced the first time, there was a lot of things that weren't totally buttoned up. Whether you go from ultimately what is my game day experience going to look like? Because as someone who's overseen parking in the past and everything, tailgating and parking are the first things fans see when coming to a game. So it's arguably the most important thing besides what happens on the field or the court, because it's our first impression for them. Little things that I think, as long as we're communicating with our fans and our fans are communicating to us, we can make that experience as best as we can. I know one of the big things we'd heard about was different things about catering. Personally, I don't care who you use to cater. I just need to know so I can get them in the parking lot and everything. You can cater Ray's Rump Shacks all the way from Truman. You can cater Lost Pizza from 2 minutes up the road. It does not matter to me. I just need to be able to get them a pass so they can get in the lot and make your experience, make sure no one's going hungry.
And that's a difference from the last 3 years, right? That was something that maybe people voiced their concern about to you.
Absolutely. And I think another thing, that it was advertised that people would have a concierge and everything, and I think we'll be able to one up that this year, because we're going to have an individual within our staff. If someone wants to come look at a tailgate spot basically 24/7, we can go out there and kind of map things out for them and truly do it, whereas previously we didn't have that ability because it wasn't an individual that was stationed here in Jonesboro. So I look forward to you know, myself and other members of our staff being able to go out there, map out people's plots, and really bring a vision back to Tailgate City that hasn't been there in a few years.
Yeah, I think that's the good part. Like, whether it's you pick up the phone and call or you fill out the form on the website, that's going to somebody in Jonesboro in our building. It's going to be an astate.edu email address. It's an 870 phone number, somebody in our building. That's who's going to take care of you on game day. The tents, the tables, the chairs are come from a business in Jonesboro. And that's no knock on anybody anywhere else. It's just, again, to me, that's the cool thing, is that every aspect of this thing now is back to sort of the way it was, where it's, you know, dealt with by us. You know, and one thing I hope it can open the door to that we had seen less and less of over the last, well, really, at this point, you'd go all the way to pre-COVID. Because, I mean, going into that contract's not the only thing that changed Tailgate City, right? Because it was also on the heels of COVID, so nothing had really been back to pre-COVID numbers. So one of the things we saw a lot pre-COVID that we've not seen since is companies basically come out and having their company picnic at a football game. And this opens the door to that, too, where you can call us up. You need this much intent space. You need tables, chairs. Oh, by the way, I need game tickets too. And it's able to get you tickets at even cheaper than the group rate when you buy your tickets with your tailgate package. So you got a big group, fan reunion, company picnic, whatever it is that you want to come make a tailgate party. Now you can do that now in one phone call.
What Bubba just said, I think, is perfect. I think the thing ultimately I'm most excited for is
that's what you wanted here, right?
Is the ability. I think Alpha Pack's been great, but Alpha Pack has been realistically our only group presence that we've had in the past couple of years, whether that be from a sales staff standpoint or just the overall ability or affordability for some companies to be able to have their, like Bubba said, staff picnic or staff, you know, annual staff outing at a game. We want to bring that back because that's, I've seen multiple different accounts where that's been a thing year after year, and then 2022, it ceased.
I'm glad you brought that up because that's something that's just been missing, and Bobo gave the reasons for it. You go back to maybe 10, 15 years ago, it felt like a different atmosphere out there. Now, I know we're winning a lot, but we're winning now. It just seemed like back then there was a different kind of personality to that tailgate area, which this whole process seems to be, that's one of the big goals. You're trying to get that same kind of personality to that tailgate area again.
Absolutely. I think I've seen countless pictures of what it can look like. You know, the sentiment throughout the department is we don't want to see pictures anymore. We want those pictures to be this year and this year moving forward, not just what it was, but what it can be. I think, unfortunately, we've seen things like Bobo said since COVID, you know, we're trying to get back to what it was, but realistically, let's see what it can be and really try to blow this out of the water.
Yeah, you're not, I mean, like, right, we're not chasing some dream or myth. Like, there's proof of concept. We're just getting it back to what it used to be like. And what it used to be like was a time where they were charging for tailgate locations, too. I think sometimes people kind of twist that narrative and think that the first time they had to pay to tailgate out there was in 2022. And that's not the case. I mean, renting out spots and plots and all that in Tailgate City has gone on for a lot longer than that. And it was going on at a time when Tailgate City was rocking. So we're not trying to reinvent the wheel. We're just trying to get that thing back to where it was. And I think this is a big step in getting there.
Another thing that was included in the press release was the different sizes of plots that are available. I know 10 by 10, 20 by 20, 20 by 40, 10 by 20, all different options. But if people want more information on this, James, what do they need to do to reach out and get their spot?
Yeah, the best thing people can do right now is email tailgating@astate.edu. And that's going to allow us to really get to everyone because we do anticipate and we already are getting a bunch of different questions on, you know, the minute details and amenities of a tailgate, you know, from things as far as, you know, chairs and linens to coolers and, you know, the overall tent and ticket packages. So I think that we still plan to offer the ability to do kind of whatever you want. We just didn't feel the need that it had to be included. I think there was a lot of things that were included in packages that were over the top and that drove prices up. And I think for some people that's great, but for others, keep it simple. And a tailgate's a tailgate. That's your lead off to, you know, hopefully a great game at Centennial Bank Stadium, not, you know, all you're coming out there for.
To your point, I probably jumped in and kept James from giving the answer you wanted to hear, but at the highest end, you know, you look about these folks that have paid for a 20 by 40 tent in the past and had it there for all six home games. Their price this year is going down a little over 40%. It's wow. It's going to be right at $3,000 cheaper than it was for those people a year ago.
Yeah, and I think, you know, just like Bobo mentioned, you know, I think the emphasis of this all being a local organization and just project necessarily, you know, we get all of our supplies locally. We have, you know, someone within our staff doing it. There's a lot of different things that we are able to do that, you know, when something's outsourced, just wasn't able to happen the past couple of years, whether it's the group packages or all the different little amenities. You know, we have a better relationship with our provider probably than a national tent provider is, because to them, it's just a business. To us, you know, we're trying to build those relationships and really build an atmosphere where other people, it's more of a money thing for them. But how does it benefit them versus how does it benefit our fans?
You know, you guys brought up Coach Jones earlier, and he's talked about it countless times, how important that Red Wolf Walk is. Mm-hmm. And when they get off the bus and there's a ton of people there for the Red Wolf Walk and they're walking through Tailgate City, it's such a boost to them as they walk into the stadium. But if it's not a big crowd, man, what a downer that is for the team. And it kind of sucks the energy out of you. So I think by adding everything that you are, James, and kind of recreating that atmosphere that we knew here 10, 15 years ago, it's going to in turn make people want to get to the games earlier. It's going to create the kind of atmosphere once again that I know all of us are looking for.
Absolutely. We want it to be, this is the premier event for this year, 5 Saturdays and 1 Thursday going on in Jonesboro, Arkansas. And realistically, you know, within at least a 50-mile radius, you know, stretching to Memphis at least, we want A-State football games to be the things that people have marked on their calendar that they're excited to go to, excited to be, because we know that we want to control what we can control. We can control the atmosphere that people and the experience that people are having. Coach Jones is taking care of business on the field. We've seen that the past couple of years. So now it's on us to do the other things to where people are having a good experience, because a good experience pre and during the game and everything outside of everything that happens on the field can make just as much of an impact to a family wanting to come back or a business wanting to come back because their employees had a great time than the outcome of a game.
This is the first step in, you know, a whole process of, you know, making the entire game day fun for folks. I think we've made a lot of ground in that area. I won't get into the weeds yet, but I mean, I tell you, for the third year in a row, we're going to have promo items. We're giving away at all 6 home games. I just don't think there's many people in our league or at our level doing that, to do something every game. We'll give you all those details coming up soon, and there are some really cool ones. But to your point, Matt, you made a good point earlier. And listen, I don't want somebody to hear the next thing I'm about to say and say that I'm blaming the result of the game on the fans, but I'm not. To your point a moment ago, last year, the Red Wolf Walk was really good 3 times, pretty good twice. We were 5-0 in those games.
Mm-hmm.
It was really bad once. And
last game of the
game. Yeah, and Klaus didn't play very well. I'm not saying one is the cause of the other, but it's a factor. Like, right, I mean, it is, again, we said a lot, it's not just a talking point. Like, getting off that bus and walking through that Tailgate City, that is the first note these guys' game day is getting started on. So we got a lot, you know, we all had the ability to make that a good note and kind of give them some juice as they, you know, walk into the vault for the first time on game day.
And, you know, I think another thing that people will really be excited to see over the past couple months, you know, top to bottom from the university, starting at Chancellor Shields and Dr. Kelly, we've talked about one pack. And, you know, we've had a lot of people within the university, not necessarily within directly in athletics, that have helped with this. And, you know, I know Chancellor Shields is really excited about some of the stuff that's also going to be open up during at some point during this football season. Not totally sure if it'll be open for the first game, but it will be open at some point this season. That whole atmosphere is going to make Tailgate City really just one giant party that people aren't going to want to miss and everything. And then translate that into the game to where people are already having, you know, they're amped up, ready to go for a football game rather than, okay, we just had a tailgate and everything and we paid for the ticket, so we might as well go, rather than this is something we're really looking forward to.
I'll tell you too. I mean, we want to help out as much as we can at adding atmosphere from a broadcast perspective. Brandon and Kelly from Arkansas's morning show, they do our countdown to kickoff. They're going to start out there 4 hours before kickoff for home games. And then we start our network pregame 2 hours before kickoff. And we're looking to move the first hour of that out to Tailgate City as well. So we want to help in that atmosphere
even
as well.
It's not moving it out to Tailgate City. It's moving it
back
out to Tailgate City.
That's
because
right.
It hadn't been there since COVID.
So what are we leaving out here, James? Before we move on from the tailgate stuff, what do we need to make sure everybody knows here?
I think at the end of the day, you know, there's a package for everyone. And, you know, we want to hear from you and everything, you know, any and all feedback, any packages, anything that you can think of, you know, reach out to us. Like I said, tailgating@astate.edu. That's going to get everything for us. We have a great form that we have on our tailgating site that's will literally walk you through any and every option that we have. And, you know, we look forward to having you and your group out to Tailgate City this year.
DayStateRedWolves.com/tailgate. Go straight to the form.
First National Bank's roots run deep in Northeast Arkansas. We began a single Paragould branch with one idea: customers first. By focusing on the best products banking has to offer and valuing the highest level of service, we're now 23 branches across Arkansas and Tennessee. As First National Bank grows, our roots only get deeper, and the mission remains the same: you first, always. Learn more about our products and services at fnbank.net. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Continuing to visit with James DeBerry here on the Second to None podcast, presented by First National Bank and by Cavanaugh Auto Group. You can check out Cavanaugh's entire selection of new and pre-owned vehicles at CavanaughCars.com. Talked with James the entire first segment about all the changes in the tailgate area, but hey, that's not your only thing. You've got season tickets you're still trying to sell. I know there's many plans that are available too.
I think that season tickets, realistically, are one of the best things we have right now. The past season, we emphasized our performance in the Bubas Cup and kind of that all sports. Well, all of our ticketed sports really drove our point total up this year. Whether it's volleyball, who will be the first one to start here, their season opens up at the end of August. They won their regular season conference championship. Football, you know, another strong season. I think what both the basketballs did last season and what Dez did speaks for itself. And then, you know, Coach Silva finished it off strong. So all of our season ticket packages, baseball's the only one not quite ready yet, but they are great value and everything to have some good fun. And I think all of our coaches want an atmosphere that you want to bring your family to, whether it's First National Bank Arena, Tomlinson Stadium and Slayton Family Field, or, you know, like we said, Centennial Bank Stadium. We want families, you know, to come down and feel good that they're getting good bang for their buck and everything. And I think, you know, season tickets, we still have the family four pack available for football. You know, you can call us, the Red Wolves Foundation, at 870-972-2401. That's another thing that we have going for us. It was successful the past couple years. And in a world where everything, inflation is the devil we know, trying to make sure that we can keep things as affordable as we can and make sure there's still an option for everyone.
The last thing we want to do, or I think the most unfortunate thing we do, is just make it to where people who want to come can't afford to. You know, look, everybody's situation is different. I know sometimes it is what it is. But I just hate for we couldn't afford it to be a reason people didn't come to a game. And so, like James said, if you can buy four season tickets, I mean, so you end up getting, that's 24 tickets to a game for all six of them for, you know, $170.
And it doesn't have to just be four. You got a family of five, you know, there's no exclusion just because it's, you know, a four pack. It's, you know, five, however many you need. You know, we want to accommodate your family and everything. And then, you know, you'd mentioned kind of mini plans. You know, we're working on some stuff. You know, we got the game coming up in Little Rock with Arkansas. We want as many people wearing scarlet and black to that game as possible. And, you know, sitting in within those A-State sections with the rest of the Red Wolves fans that are going to be down there. But we know that's a big game that people have been anticipating, but we want to put that in with something to where people can come to that, but also, you know, make a couple home games and everything. And maybe those couple home games turn into season ticket buyers in the future. So
it seems like every week there's something that comes along that's reason to remind people we're the visitors in Little Rock. You know, it's not a neutral site game. And I just had a good partner of ours this week call me to ask him about, you know, whether Little Rock tickets were in their season tickets. Like, well, no, because we're not the home team. But if you kind of picked up what James was laying down, coming up here, if season tickets right now is not the path for you, coming up sooner than later is going to be an option where you can get a ticket to the Arkansas game and build it in a plan with a ticket to a couple of home games along with it. So it is, I mean, a rare, I don't know if there's been another example of a time here, and I'm sure it's not, where you actually can build a mini pack that technically has a ticket to a road game in it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's pretty rare.
Going back to tailgating, talking about bringing everything in-house, if you try out a game or two and you want to upgrade to season tickets, that's great, because that money that you already spent can go towards that. Same thing with a tailgate. You buy a single game tailgate for that game against SEMO and you really enjoyed your experience, you want to upgrade it, it's just the difference in the season versus a single price. You know, we want people to be out there, and, you know, if you enjoyed your experience, we want you to be able to get the full value and capitalize that. In a world where there's a lot of nickeling and diming, we want everything to be intentional.
How'd you get into all this, James? How'd you become the ticket man?
Oh, Lord. We really, truly stumbled upon it. You know, we have a great sports management program here at A-State. Fortunate to come here from Dallas, Texas to be a part of that program. And I think one of the best things that they do is you got to have an internship to graduate. And lo and behold, I was literally a week away from starting my last semester of undergraduate, did not have an internship, reached out, and I think Cole Chisholm called me that day, and I had an interview while I was on lunch working at the grocery store back home. Fortunately, Cole and I were fans of the Colorado, or are fans of the Colorado Avalanche, and that was a lucky guess, but I say it was a lucky guess for me to name that as one of my favorite sports teams that I think sealed the internship for me. No, ever since then, you know, A-State's really been a great place for, I think, a lot of people that have been younger in the college athletics industry to, you know, experience a lot of different things and grow. That internship semester, I was making season ticket renewal calls, and we realized, hey, have a little bit more of an operational mind. We can still do the calls and everything, but figuring out how things work on the back end. You know, like we said with kind of bringing tailgating back in, I think another thing was, at the time, we didn't think we could offer the best customer service. And I think that's a testament to the work that our team has done over the past couple years, that we've grown to where this is something that we now know that we can handle internally and offer good customer service at a great price for people. But honestly, I love working at A-State. I think Bobo can agree with this. Working for your alma mater, there's nothing better with it in this industry. There's definitely an extra incentive to it. You want to see it well, because all of us in our department, we're fans of sports too. And showing up to work's a lot more fun when you're winning.
I have no issue with people to come here from wherever. And if somebody's coming here and their stated goal, and nobody's going to tell you this, but in their heart of hearts, their goal was, I'm going to do a hell of a job here so I can get to my next opportunity. Great. I think it's awesome. I think every department in the country has all kinds of those people. But I do think it's important, and maybe not everywhere, but for a place our size, I think it's key to kind of have a couple people on your staff who are alums, who kind of have a little that extra skin in the game, who want to see the thing grow, not just because it's their job to see it grow, but because it's their passion to see it grow too. And I mean, that they lucked out with James. I mean, you know, we know Cole and like him and know the good job he did, and James got us in a situation where when Cole left for that next opportunity, seemingly didn't miss a beat. I mean, James just, he had been trained up right. And he's the right guy in the right seat. He does a heck of a job handling those tickets, which is, I would say, mostly can be pretty thankless work. But he does a great job.
Appreciate that, Bobo. And yeah, I think, you know, to anyone that's realistically, you know, looking for internships and stuff, I was a product of that. We have a couple other people that have, Kobe Thompson and Maggie Turner, have just been moved into full-time roles and everything, that, you know, they were interns to graduate assistants and everything. Yep. So being able to be where you went to school when you're kind of cutting your teeth in the industry and, you know, you're getting your feet under you and it's kind of a little harder, you know, I think we hear burnout way too much in all industries, not just our own. Having that little bit of extra buy-in and everything, because it's something. Kobe was an equipment manager for Coach Jones for a couple years before he switched over to join our team. Maggie was a dancer. Those are two young individuals that are very invested in the success of our programs, whether, you know, it's their direct tasks or the overall game day experience, or, you know, just people that want to do every little thing to help us win.
My assistant, Will Chamberlain, was a GA here and then turned into a position, a full-time job. Our new GA, young man named Brock Ballard, was just interning for us last year, graduated in the spring. Our GA spot came open. He's just elevating to that. You know, so if you are, or more likely if you're listening to this and you know a college student, Arkansas State student, there are all kinds of opportunities to get involved across the board. Every department we've got, there are ways to get involved. And a lot of them would be involved kind of rolling up your sleeves and helping on a game day.
Well, James, we appreciate you coming in, buddy, and appreciate all you're doing to make Arkansas State Athletics a better place. And this tailgate area we've been talking about today sounds like it's going to be a much better place coming up in 2025.
So. Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate you having me on, Matt, and appreciate y'all that you guys and EAB and all of our sponsors do for us and helping get the Red Wolf brand out there.
Get huge savings now at every Cavanaugh dealership. Cavanaugh has a great selection of late model, low mileage, certified pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. And most are still under factory warranty. We have every make and every model, so you're sure to find the vehicle you want. And when you buy at Cavanaugh, Every new and used purchase comes with 1 year of free maintenance. Plus, we buy cars.
Bring a vehicle?
Get a check. Come see us today at one of our dealerships or go to KavanaughCars.com.
Wrapping things up here on the Second to None podcast presented by Kavanaugh Auto Group and by First National Bank, where they put you first always. You know, we're right in the middle of the dog days of summer. It was good that the tailgate news came out this past week, but look, things are about to change. Mm-hmm. The dog days are about to end. And really the thing that always seems to kick off football season for a lot of people, me included, is Sunbelt Football Media Days. And that's just a week away, next week in New Orleans. The football player reps from around the league have been announced, and going with Butch Jones to the Big Easy next week will be Jalen Rayner and Brandon Barnes.
Yeah, it's such a fun and cool event. Very well done by the conference. It's a well run event. But you're right. You're going to go to that next week, and then basically, when you're in media days and you're talking to Coach Jones and Jalen, those guys, you're going to say, "Hey, fall camp starts next week." Yeah, and that'll be true. I mean, I think 31st that gets going. So, and then by the time it starts, at that point on the 31st, you're now, you know, month away from the SEMO game and the season opener. So, yeah, stuff's going to start happening pretty quickly.
We probably do need to mention we have a special guest in studio right now.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Brody Bobo.
Perhaps, yeah.
In the house.
Talk about those marketing interns.
Yeah, he's the most glorified intern we have in the marketing department.
He's probably the most famous intern we've got.
Brody, how many times you've been on the floor at First National Bank Arena?
Too many to count.
And the thing about it is, I would, and this is the truth, I would fire him probably, but like too many people come up and talk to me about it, to be honest with you, and enjoy seeing him out there and how much he's enjoyed it. And we even, like, he and I did a Q&A YouTube live stream last week, and somebody came on and wanted to talk about the time he had to ride the tricycle in the tractor race. And so it's a two-part story. One time, you know, one of the kids didn't show up for the tractor race. And so at the last minute, we said, "Brody, you got to get on and ride this tricycle, you know, because we were short a kid. So throw him into action." And I didn't coach him up. And he smoked the kid he was going against. Beat him bad. And I was like,
badly.
And so I called him over and said, "Look, that's on me, but I probably should have told you, don't win." Well, so the next time then, on down the line, something else mm-hmm. happens, and the time comes, and we're a kid short. That time, you know, "Brody, we got to have you in the tractor race, and you're going against this little girl. Remember, she needs to win." Well, Mr. Ego here, you know, couldn't just, you know, make it look, give it the old college try, and just got edged out by the girl. Instead, he's out there looking like he's on a Sunday stroll. It all but has his feet propped up on the handlebar. Like, people were like texting me pictures and videos of him. Just, I mean, like, made abundantly clear he was losing on purpose.
What can I say? You told me to lose and I lost.
You did.
Did my job.
You didn't tell him how to lose.
Nope.
Just to lose. He tried to do it with a little bit of flair.
Yeah. Like most things.
What's your favorite part of being out there, Brody?
Talking to people. Just people I find, like basketball players and the fans and stuff. I like encourage them and stuff like that.
Really, I'll say is he's really good. For a long time, he was the best I had at going and getting up in the stands and finding people to come play the games. He's really good at that. And then, but now over these last two or three years, and it's been, you know, this now spans, you know, multiple coaching staffs, and I know the same's going to be in play with this bunch, is that they've had a bunch of guys and girls too that are great with all those kids, and you know, that builds really legit friendships. And I mean, he's already talked to even the guys on this team now, Coach Fanone's guys, more than I have.
Yeah, you got a favorite? You got a favorite player?
I don't know.
Have you met them all yet?
I've only not met one.
Yeah, he was at an event. They all showed up, like the entire team except Joey Chama was at a sports card show a couple of weekends ago.
Okay.
He got a chance to visit with all of them there.
Yeah. I have one of my new favorite football players on A-State.
Who's that?
I don't know his full name, but his nickname's Nas.
He met him at the women's basketball function last week. Coach Dez had an event for season ticket holders and fans to get to meet the new women's basketball team. And then there were a couple of football players just in the crowd there that night, too. So there's another guy he's already chopped it up with. By the way, we've been playing NCAA football 26. We came to an impasse where nobody was willing to not be A-State. So in fact, as we're recording this, just this morning, we literally had to play Arkansas State versus Arkansas State. Just the Red Wolves in the red jerseys against the Red Wolves in the black jerseys.
I would expect nothing less in the Bobo house.
And he did screenshot me. You might want to just tuck this away. He did screenshot me the day before when he was home and I was at work. He was playing. He did screenshot me the final. Arkansas State 45, Arkansas 35.
That's going to be the game score.
So you might want to file that away.
All right, Brody. Enjoy the rest of your summer.
I promise I will.
Always appreciate you joining us. Hope you join us again next week for our next edition of the Second to None podcast presented by First National Bank and the Kavanaugh Auto Group.